From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. The young sons of Corey Richens say they would feel unsafe if their mother were ever released from prison. That's according to new court documents. The Utah author is set to be sentenced this morning. She was convicted on 5 felony counts, including aggravated murder. Prosecutors say she laced her husband's cocktail with 5 times the lethal dose of fentanyl in 2022. The statements from her sons came in a memo from prosecutors urging the judge to sentence Richens to life without parole. A program to protect big game migration corridors on private land is coming to Utah. It's funded by the federal government and is already in place in 3 neighboring states. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports.
Throughout the West, a large portion of big game habitat is on private land. So federal money is funneling through states to landowners
to do habitat work on their land or to put their land into a conservation easement.
Wyoming Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce says that includes changing fences to make it easier for antelope or mule deer to go under or over, or paying landowners rent to preserve grasslands. Wyoming has had the program since 2022, thanks to millions of dollars from the U.S. Agriculture Department. Colorado and Idaho joined the following year, and now Utah.
People became very interested and have been asking, when is it our turn?
Bruce says states can measure how the program is working with GPS collars. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Huntsman Mental Health Institute now has a program for adult women who need extra help during or after pregnancy. The institute says that's where there's a critical gap in mental health care. The program is for people who need more support than traditional outpatient care but don't need to be hospitalized. It'll treat mental health issues like depression, anxiety, and trauma. That includes pregnancy loss and traumatic childbirth experiences. This comes after a recent study from the state that found birth trauma is common, and Utah moms want more ways to get help. Wildfires can close trails and char campgrounds. New data from the University of Colorado Boulder sets out to quantify how recreators respond in the years after a wildfire. Researcher Kyle Manley used social media, citizen science apps, and cell phone data. He analyzed how many people visited sites that had burned in California and Colorado between 2020 and 2024. Manley says in Colorado, visits dropped 8% on average the first year after a fire.
Wildfires are causing these pretty significant declines in visitation that are persistent. They don't really recover over the 5-year period that we looked at, but that is really being driven by these higher severity fires in our forests.
At the same time, low-intensity prescribed fires did not have big impacts on visitation. You're listening to KUER News.